I'm joined now by Sid Smith, who is chairman in waiting for Ceredigion Talking Newspapers, first established in 1970, but forced to close down due to COVID restrictions. But now, due to some gritty determination and demand for its return, I'm pleased to say it is making a comeback. So Sid, it must have been a traumatic time for everyone concerned.
Yes, well, we were closed for 3.5 years, and during that time, unfortunately, we lost our volunteers to people who had passed away. And we lost volunteers who had moved away, and we'd lost volunteers because they'd become too old to help. Similarly, we lost listeners as well.
So how many people were losing out on the Talking Newspaper when the service had to stop?
Well, we record the newspaper in two languages, in Welsh and in English. And prior to COVID, we had 102 listeners spread all over the county. And about a third of them were Welsh-speaking, and took the paper in both English and Welsh, and the other two-thirds were English listeners. We've come out of COVID with around 30 listeners, with around 40 out of the previous 102 that we've not been able to contact yet.
And was it always your plan to get it back up and running?
Well, I don't like to knock the County Council, but the County Council were very stubborn about, they'd provided us as a home for 50 years. Because, as you know, Barry, the talking newspaper system in the UK started here in Aberystwyth 50 years ago. And the County Council always provided us with free accommodation. So the previous regime, to me, tried extremely hard to persuade the County Council to let us back in again for free. But it didn't work, and 18 months soon went by. And I went to a meeting at which we were presented with a fait accompli, the whole thing was going to be closed down. And I just said, well, look, I was there in the initial fundraising for the Talking Newspaper in 1970, and I really would not like to see it closed down. So give me 3 months and I'll have a go at starting it again. And thankfully, they gave me the 3 months, and I've made good use of it.
Whereabouts are you based now, Sid?
Well, we've found a home with a hospice at home charity that has a large headquarters on the outskirts of Aberystwyth, and they had a couple of spare rooms. So we're with an organisation called Hospice at Home Volunteers Aberystwyth, and we've managed to get going in the couple of rooms which they provided.
And has the Talking Newspaper changed in any way?
Well, for a kickoff, there was only one English medium local newspaper and two Welsh medium local papers. The Welsh medium ones were monthly, and so the amount of material that we had was relatively limited. So since we've restarted, we've looked elsewhere for material to read, and we've already started finding new sources, mainly through local Welsh magazines and local English magazines. Parish magazines and the local diocese magazines have all come forward, and we're using material from them all.
It sounds as if you're moving with the times.
Well, to be fair to the previous regime, they did struggle with innovation, shall we say, and we've got a new young team and a fresh team, and of course there are new ideas coming forward every day.
And if anyone blind or partially sighted living in that surrounding area would like to find out more information, how can they do that, Sid?
Well, my telephone number is 0777 371 9723. Or you can email me on sid@walkers, that's walkers .tv, that's as in television, sid@walkers.tv. And I'll be able to answer you then.
And a special mention to your volunteers, Sid. They've been a massive help.
My gratitude to our volunteers is, I can't express it, Barry. They have been absolutely brilliant, and they are such a cheerful, chirpy lot. And they've gone to it with an absolute will. And it's wonderful. It really is wonderful. And it's done me the world of good to be involved with this.
Have you had any feedback from the local blind and partially sighted community since people have found out that you're back?
Well, BBC Wales got wind of the fact that we were relaunching, and they sent a cameraman and an interviewer to our launch meeting, our restart recording session, and it went absolutely viral. BBC interviewed one of our old listeners, And he was a star, an absolute star. He really spoke very well for us. And as a result, my feet haven't touched the ground since last Wednesday when it went live.
Well, Sid, wish you all the luck in the world with it. Hope it continues to grow back to its former glory and beyond. Sid Smith from Ceredigion Talking Newspaper, thanks very much for your time today on RNIB Connect Radio.
You're very welcome, Barry, and thank you for ringing me.